So today I have Emmanuel Valea. Emmanuel is actually my roommate this week. He's staying in my house. Emmanuel comes from Nigeria, northeast part of Nigeria, where Boko Haram is the most active. So every day, Emmanuel and his family live under the threat of kidnapping, under the threat of terrorism, and under the threat of death. And he has 8 children. We're all back in Nigeria, and he has an amazing ministry there. He's a pastor in the Christian Reformed Church there. He's also been a theologian. He's been a professor at the CRC seminary in that area as well. So, Emmanuel, please come and greet us.
I will start by saying I bring you greetings from Nigeria. It's a home that is so beautiful, but pestered with crises. Some of the crises are political, but the major one is religious, which is affecting Christianity somehow. But the Lord is helping us, and we're still surviving in that situation. The day I left to take a taxi from the village or from the town, I ordered the village I serve, it's about 2 hours away from where I would take a taxi to the airport. So when I arrived into that town, I slept there. The next day I went to take a taxi. One of our pastors there told me of one event that just happened, and that was that one of our church members, a woman, was kidnapped. She came for Christmas. What I'm saying is just it happened last Saturday, just a week ago. So I was scared because the route I would take, or the route, the path I would take from that town to Abuja is where the kidnappers usually kidnap people. Before that incident, I already sent a message to the school to pray for me, because I don't want to miss this contact. And they did pray. Thank God that I've arrived without being kidnapped. And I'm still scared. That's the truth. I don't know. Some of you that are my friends on Facebook, you know that I used to post my movement. But these days, you don't see that, because they may kidnap me for money, thinking I have money. The truth is, I survive here and I study here because some of you support us. Without scholarship, some of us from Africa can never study in this place. That is the truth. What we have there is enough, sometimes maybe barely enough, to feed ourselves and family. But with your help, we're able to come here to study. I have been serving with the church for about 24 years now. Started as a church planter, and then was made a director and coordinator of TEE, that is Theological Education by Extension, the head of the department. After that, I was made a dean for a Bible school, and after that, I was transferred to go and teach in one of our seminaries. And presently, I was transferred again last year, January, 2018, January. I was transferred to head a part-time church. So I'm a pastor in the church right now of about 450 worshippers, adults and children. In the whole of my denomination, and I want to believe, in the whole of Nigeria, I'm the only person that has studied worship to this level. No school in Nigeria has a program, whether in diploma level or first degree level or master degree level or even doctorate degree level, that deals with worship. No school, as far as I know. There are schools that will train somebody on how to lead music in worship, but not worship. I'm a graduate of Calvin seminary where I studied under John Whitfield and Emily Briggs. I did my Master of Theology, but concentrated in worship. Some of the things I learned there were, are very, very useful. But what I came here to learn, or what I learned from here, I learned a lot more than what I learned from here. I'm not downgrading their teaching. They taught me well, but I received better and more from here. Now, my church is looking, the denomination in Nigeria, is looking forward to me because they believe I'm the person that God will use to train pastors in Nigeria. The denomination has about more than 400 pastors, and if they want me to hold seminar on worship or teach give any retreat on worship, it means all of them will come and sit under me to learn worship. That is the stand I am on right now. What am I trying to say? My point is that the training here has given the opportunity to be able to train more pastors and many pastors in Nigeria, not only from my denomination, but other denominations. Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
Emmanuel has been through all the coursework, is now in the thesis stage. What are you thinking about for your thesis project?
There is one thing that is lacking in our church, and that is Mr. Koji.
Mr. Koji.
Yes. So, it was baptismal instruction. We have pre-baptismal instruction, but after baptism, we leave them to go like sheep without a shepherd. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do a project on that, to solve that problem.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now I think that's a need everywhere, developing more mystagogy. The idea of pre-baptismal catechesis or formation is fairly prominent in places, but even that's missing in some places. But post-baptismal mystagogy is really important, being really completely brought into the understanding of the sacramental life of the church. And that's a very, very important project. Thank you, Emmanuel. That's beautiful. Thank you all very much.